لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سورة ياسين verse 34 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون
Verse 34 Surah Yasin, Allah Azza wa Jal says, And we have placed gardens of date palms and grapes and caused springs to gush forth therein. So if you remember yesterday we did وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ This is verse number 33. And a sign for them is the dead land. الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا We gave it life and وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبَّةً and brought forth grain from it. فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ So from it they eat. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in this verse, now explaining to you and giving you examples, what springs forth, what gushes forth from these seeds which you have planted in a land that is barren, you will say. وَجَعَلْنَا We have placed فِيهَا We have placed inside this earth جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيل Gardens of date palms وَأَعْنَاب And as well grapes وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ And we have caused springs to gush forth therein وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ And we have placed gardens of date palms and grapes and caused springs to gush forth therein When you look at a date palm and you look at the beauty of it, you have to understand It's arching, grey, green, waxy fronds, and it can reach more than 10 feet long. It's forming a stately crown at the top of the tree. You will see different pale yellow flowers generally appear in the spring. They give way to the edible oblong fruits, dates. The beauty of dates, a sign of a believer is he loves dates. He breaks, you can say, present to me this, but at the time of iftar, I want my dates. These dates are the results of that seed that was being planted. If you look at it, when should you plant a date palm? So it should be either early spring or fall planting is suitable for date palms. If you will be transplanting a tree rather than starting from seed, aim to plant on a day that isn't too windy. Otherwise, the tree might sustain damage to its fronds as it's moved. Then you have to select the planting site, the space. You have to consider all of this here. Date palm tree care. If you see in Lanesia, where we're staying, if you just look, if you go upstairs and you see all the beautiful date palms, it's quite a beautiful scene. Then it has to be exposed to light. It needs hot climate. The date palms loves plenty of sunshine. Can tolerate light shade, but it does better in full sun. You have to consider the soil. The soil is important. You have to consider water. It is drought tolerant, especially once it's taken on and it's established. However, during its flowering and fruiting season, it should have enough even moisture to produce a healthy crop. The temperature, humidity, all of this. Temperatures, if you look at it, it needs to be around 95 degrees Fahrenheit for pollination to occur. It can tolerate temperatures down to 20 degrees Fahrenheit. However, cold weather can cause damage to the fronds or even kill the tree. The fertilizer you have to consider, manure, makes an excellent option. Then pollination, the types of date palms. You get different types of date palms. So different ones produce different, have different results. Some produces fruit, most of us recognize as the common dates, kajur, which we say. Others, they produce other fruits that changes from red to brown and then to black. So these are all, if you see the date palm versus the palm tree, what are the differences in this? Date palms are part of the palm family. So all date palms are palm trees, but not all palm trees are date palms. You understood that? All date palms are palm trees, but not all palm trees are date palms. It's like saying, all patans are khans, but not all khans are patans. All patans are khans. What we say khan, but Urdu khan. So, Ustad Mulana Uthman Mewati, Sab Tamad Barakatu, first day I come in class. He said, what's your name? I say, Saeed Khan. I say, Khan, then he points to his ear. This is Khan. Yeah, Khan. Khan. So now when you come out and you say, my name is Khan or my surname is Khan, people look at you like, what's wrong with you? So you get caught up. So outside madrasa, you realize people don't apply tajweed. So you have to then, but we'll still say Khan. Especially for Urdu. Urdus, many times it goes against. But for Kha, it is there. Kha is pronounced as Kha. Now, date palms are part of the palm family. We told you date palms are palm trees, but not all palm trees are date palms. So, if you see most of the plants within this family, they have large, evergreen, feather-like fronds and are native to subtropical and tropical climates. They produce a variety of fruits, foods, including palm oil, heart of palm, dates, and coconuts. So, that's when you're comparing the two. There is a method of how to grow date palms from seed. So you remove the seeds from the ripe dates. Soak the seeds in water for at least 24 hours, discarding any that float to the top. Place each remaining seed in its own small container of a seed starting mix. Press the seeds into the soil so they are about half covered. Then number four, so that's one, remove the seeds from the ripe dates. Two, soak the seeds in water for at least 24 hours, discarding any that float to the top. Number three, place each remaining seed in its own small container of a seed starting mix. Then press the seeds into the soil. That's number three. Press it into the soil so they are about half covered. Number four, place these containers in a spot with bright indirect sunlight, and you also might want to place a plastic bag on top of the containers to help retain moisture. Keep the soil lightly moist and warm. Expect germination in roughly a month. So that was with regards to nakhil. Nakhil, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيل. Jannah, gardens. مِن نَخِيل, of date palms. And wa'anab, and grapes. Grapes, there are many benefits of grapes. What are the grapes? What are the benefits of it? We'll just briefly go through a few since there's no time. It may aid heart health. It may help lower blood pressure. It may help to reduce cholesterol. If you see grapes, it has anti-cancer effects. It helps protect against diabetes and low blood sugar levels. It may benefit eye health. It may improve memory, attention, and mood. It may support bone health. It may protect against bacteria and fungi. It may slow signs of aging and promote longevity. It may lower inflammation. May benefit skin and hair health. It may have anti-obesity effects. May relieve constipation. May support sleep. It's easy to add to your diet. So this is grapes. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ, and cause springs to gush forth therein. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا حَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.